Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Ah, the doctor's here. Good, good.
Good morning.
Very good morning to you.
Good morning. Yeah,
Kirsten,
I think we should do
an
acoustic cover of that last track.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be, be lovely.
Who wants to do that?
That's right.
The acid tweaks. Woohoo!
Different kinds of music do different things. You can't do an acoustic cover of that. I don't. That's right. So, no more ASMR.
And carrying on listening to two adult New Zealanders going.
That's right. So today we're doing Bhangra.
Bhangra. Now,
so
I mean, this
B-H,
is
B-H, Bhangra.
And when did it really start to seize the world, Bhangra?
90s.
Yeah, 90s. And it really did too, didn't it? And now it's cemented.
Absolutely. It's British. It's a British Punjabi creation. So Punjab is a state in India, northwestern, in between Pakistan, Kashmir. So it's sort of up the top where there's a lot of trouble, let's be honest.
Feisty,
right?
I was going to say. It's a feisty area.
And a lot of the people.
Passionate people.
Are Sikh, which is another religion again. You know, so they have Muslims, Christians, Sikhs. You know, they have a really mixed population. And so when they were in England, after obviously a lot of, you know, it's a troublesome area, so, you know, you get sort of emigration from it.
And there's also a lot of people in the area. Some of the people are going to move out.
Yeah. And so it was a way for them to be sort of Punjabi across religion.
Yeah.
You know, because they're all in England now. They're hanging out. They're being Punjabi. And so it's...
And nice to have something that represents their culture.
That's right. Yeah. And it's home. It's your language, right? Because you got to speak, English all day.
Yep.
And you want to go to a party. You want to hang out with friends. So it is
No one treats you like you're English, even though you're probably born in
there. Yeah. That's right. Three generations.
Yeah.
So it is based on sort of old traditions of Bhangra. Right. So there is like an OG Bhangra, and it was men, it was like a harvest dance, men sort of dancing in circles and shaking their shoulders, which you still see, right? Like,
I can do that.
I
really enjoy that dance, actually.
And also the Sikhs are the ones that wear the turbans.
Right.
So a lot of the Punjabi and sort of Bhangra singers will be the turban, you know, not all people in India wear turbans as a particular thing, just because people have stereotypes. So that's what you'll see, the turban dudes, dancing men, you know, men dancing, men bouncing their shoulder. And it's also a particular type of folk singing that you'll hear their singing quality.
Sometimes, I know that when I went to India, it was this sort of modern jazz, you know, like this, because it really does hold on to the traditional sound, but it's definitely electronic right up in the end.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. It's just everywhere.
So it's a particular drum called the dhol, and it's a two-sided drum that you sort of...
Two-sided drum? Oh, they hang off your neck.
You hang in front of you and bang either side, and you can bang it with a stick. So you'll hear that. And then besides that, it's an electronic music. Samples, DJs. Like, it's performed by DJs, you know? So which track is this, girl?
This is the Power Boys.
Suffrey Boys,
sorry.
So you can hear that.
Yeah, we're off. We're off straight away. We're into it straight away.
At such a like depth of sound.
Yeah, like,
there's
so much,
many layers of like.
Woo! So you guys can do, you can move your shoulders up and down. Yep. And the, what's the thing white people do, the changing the light bulb move? When white people do, so this is not Bollywood music. You know, like people...
No, Bollywood's a little bit more...
And it's from...
Gushy, isn't it?
From movies, and it's in Hindi, and you got a lot of female singers. So this is Bhangra. So you can tell it's Bhangra. A lot of men, sick beat, and this drum.
I don't know. I'm only from the experience that I've had when I went over there. You see, it's not really the done thing for... In some parts of town for the women folk to all gather around, but there's a lot of dudes just standing around. Some of the places I went, so I'm wondering, is there a female
homosocial? Sort of, this is what we call that, homosocial.
Oh yeah.
That just means hanging around with the same.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But there's a lot of hanging around, you know. And there's I wonder whether it is a predominantly male bhangra sort of.
It is. I mean, well, no, it is. And especially, you know, relating back to the old culture, it was more of a male thing. But then in England, you get these new relationships, yeah, right? And you get young kids raised in England. So it's become really big at weddings, because I guess that's a place where you get males and females hanging out.
That's where the party begins.
One of the next tracks we've got, is that a London-based artist?
The next track?
The Jazzy B one?
Yeah.
Oh, Jazzy B! From Jazzy B! Isn't Jazzy B, am I got the right, Soul to Soul, isn't he, Jazzy B?
It can't be him.
Do you want to have a listen?
It can't be the same Jazzy B. If this is the thing, with a name like Jazzy B, there will be a couple of them.
So a lot of these songs came off a wedding playlist, so just if y'all are doing any Indian weddings, you better get your bhangra. Apparently the floor just goes off.
So you can feel it though. That's what I mean.
It kicks in straight away, and you're off, you know? If you're not up and dancing, what are you going to do? Turn on. Doing the Eagle Rock. Yeah. All right, hear this.
So would this be slightly different again in the genre because it's a London-based artist, or...?
Oh, no, the other guy was London-based too, This guy grew up in Canada, and they said, look, if you want to be a bhangra singer, you got to move to England. Like, that's the place to move, so he had to move there. And apparently this guy...
It was really crowded.
...trained in the folk singing. Like, he was trained... Yeah. He was sort of a wave of people post-90s saying, let's not lose Punjabi bhangra.
Wow.
So he sort of, like, whatever, you know, his singing style. And a lot of the kids didn't speak their language very well.
Right.
So that's why, you know, the lyrics are simple, playful,
Do we know what we're singing about here? Have we got that far into it?
Well, it's...
That sounds a little bit Cajun just then, doesn't it?
Well, see, now, yes, post-00s, now you get reggae, hip-hop, R&B. A lot of the tracks that were reggae. So it's this weird genre, because it's folk, it's reggae, it's pop,
it's got a bit of everything,
it's hip-hop. I was trying to get some new tracks and they were all like just straight up like kind of R&B soul music, and like, no, really? We don't want that. Yeah, you can hear his vocals.
It sounds like a good story going on there, you know,
but it's probably, you know, I don't know, any of you Punjabi speakers out there.
I think he's saying London or Patola.
Yeah.
That's the name of the song.
So maybe he's about...
That's the name of the song.
What does it mean, though? What does
it
mean?
London or Patola.
What London means.
And I Reloaded, little. Though. So I feel like it's the, like, re-up, you know? It's the, like, it's the next thing.
Oh, you can hear the tabla.
Tabla is
the pair. The pair of drums.
I said one of those things was like a gourd, like a one string gourd.
You go, sarangi, bang,
yeah. That's really cool. Broke.
Yes, you can hear the tablas. They're the ones that go boom.
People are loving it. Hey, this is awesome.
First time for everything. They love
the
music.
Impossible not to dance when you hear this.
True.
I feel like that's very true.
My feet are on fire.
And you can
must be really cool though to celebrate your traditional music. And such a modern way, you know what I mean? It doesn't sound forced at all.
Yeah, it doesn't
Obviously, you had your rhythm sorted out years ago, didn't you? Yeah.
It doesn't seem to lose anything by adding the electronic. And you can imagine the sort of colorful outfits, you know, turbans, and wearing those long kurtas over baggy pants, multiple colors, and at a wedding, and everyone's...
Yeah.
And the actual traditional dance is really outrageous, like, you know, guys on people's shoulders.
Yeah.
Shoulders, and then hanging down in front of you, you know, you know... Better than crowd surfing, and so you could maybe at a wedding when things get rough, they start.
Yeah. Should we move on to the next one?
Yeah,
this is great. This is Pump Up the Bhangra.
Pump Up the Bhangra? Don't mind if I do.
I feel like this is a bit of you. Did you select this song with Mikey in mind?
2007, it's from.
I was already well into my dotage by 2007. I see what they're doing here.
Pop up the bhangra. Someone said Bhangra Beat used to be on UK TV at 3 a.m. on Saturday mornings, just in time from coming home when you were off your face from a night out.
Someone else has told me about that one. I remember that. Yeah.
Kept the night going for a few more hours.
3 a.m. Yeah, let's put those foreigners on at 3 a.m. Yeah. Not knowing that was the perfect time.
Yeah. Good job. I like the way they do it now.
Yeah,
and now
I love
yeah,
this.
Takes a wee while to get into the actual. Yeah, this is great.
And he is mixing in a lot of songs that you know, people will know.
This
like,
is straight.
Oh,
this is from the wedding
song.
Playlist as well that you found, is it?
Yeah.
Here we go, Rob.
Trying to think of the guy. I remember.
See, woo, now
this is great.
In England, people from this group of people from India, Bangladesh, and Pakistan are called Asian.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just weird for us in New Zealand because we'll often use the word Asian to sort of describe people from East Asia, you know, like China, Taiwan, Japan. So, like, this is kind of called Brit Asian sort of culture, Brit Asian fusion music.
Did you hear that mix?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now we're going to. And you'll probably also, if you're hanging out, hear the word Desi. D-E-S-I.
What does that mean?
It's sort of like a person that's not at home. So it's Indians that are everywhere now. A Desi girl, a Desi boy.
Someone said this one's got their baby dancing.
Good job.
That's a nice text.
Woohoo! The drums go. Ooh.
Well, yeah, because he's mixing, like, hits, so, like... So, this is an ancient male harvest dance. That is now it's 2019.
That's funny, because I was thinking about
you know, that
reaping a bit.
Reaping. Yeah, 2019, in New Zealand, you know, enjoying this music that's bounced from the Punjab to England, and then, you know, some is back to India as well.
I'm trying to remember who did that original. Someone, I thought it was Apache Indian, but
I know the one you want.
Yeah.
Punjabi MC.
Yeah, that's the one.
Mandian.
We got that.
Tabacha K.
Oh, right. Yeah, because I think that really defined the moment.
Yeah, that's especially here from over here.
I think if you've even been out after anywhere.
This is your one.
Yeah. That is a tune, eh? This is a tune, folks. Let's see. I bet your baby's dancing now.
Hey, this got Missy Elliott there. You know, like, this is leaked back into, you know, sort of American pop
cool,
music.
Isn't that so cool? Mimiya to kujh cheer paake rakhla, palle vich mukhda luka ke rakhla. This is just park your car, open the doors, and get out and have a dance on the side of the street. So.
It's a great track. Like, you can definitely see why it's been sampled so many times.
This is a great track. There's I'll just take a response to a text here. It says, would be cool if you could actually stop talking long enough so we can hear the tracks. Now, the whole point is, are we talking about the tracks? Cough. I'll send you out the leaflet again so you know how to listen properly. Yeah. Oh, the drop's so good when it comes in.
I went to an Indian wedding, the song played, and everyone ran to the dance floor, climbing over tables and tripping over chairs.
Good job. I was just thinking, if you played a wedding, you'd really give that wedding a second wind, wouldn't you? If things are starting to flag, you went, wait, now drop it. God knows it's hard enough to DJ a wedding. So where does it, I mean, is there a bundra.com? Is there a go-to place to really...
Well, Spotify now might have some playlists.
The good thing about Spotify is that you can go, once you've found one, so if you looked up this, which is Punjabi MC, yeah. You can go more like this or fans also like, and then that will just take you right
but
on.
But I did find the wedding. It was like the wedding playlist because I was like top bunga tracks of all time and stuff, but they were all wedding playlists.
Well, the good thing, when you're going for a wedding playlist, you're going for a playlist that's going to, that most people are going to like, but that's going to be modern because it's probably a couple of...
How do you deep dive into any genre?
This is the thing, wedding. That's why wedding playlists are very...
I was finding like top tracks of 2018 and 17. I wasn't liking them as much. I feel like new Bhangra, I'm not sure it's taking me there.
But that's always the way, isn't it? I reckon in like 5 years' time, you'll be like, oh...
Yeah,
that
so,
Bhangra from five
so,
years
you know,
ago.
Like some of the stuff is older, and this sounds like
well-aged Bhangra. All right, well, thank you very much. So that's not going to cost you anything to trade me. Just go and listen to it and get into it.
Well, you can get a doll. Pardon? You can get a doll to play.
Caller, you got something you want to contribute?
Sashigo.
Excuse me?
Sashigo.
What does that mean, sir?
I just thought while we're enjoying this lovely music, we should acknowledge that we Sikhs greet each other.
Oh, right. So, and what is that?
Sashrigal.
Sashrigal.
Sashrigal. I believe that's hello. Or how are you? Yes.
Oh, thanks. Right, cool. Thanks for that.
The next time you see a man with a turban, just touch your girl.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Lovely. Thank you very much indeed.
Enjoy your day. Thank you.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.